O'Flaherty from EssentialCSLewis.com with another All About Jack, a C.S. Lewis podcast. For today's show, I decided to combine two recent episodes about a couple of gatherings that are happening in 5 weeks or less from the release of this program. The first is a conference held by the C.S. Lewis and Inkling Society at the end of March 2015. This year, it will be in Grove City, Pennsylvania. The other is a retreat in North Carolina called An Inkling's Weekend in Montreat, that is 2 weeks after Easter. Each of these events are held annually, so if it is after they have occurred, you will want to consider listening to the program to learn what they are like generally and where to go to find details about the next one. For this combined show, I am only sharing the details about the events themselves and not answers to other questions about the history or other such information. There are links in the show notes to the complete interview for each, if you like, along with the links promised during the program. Visit EssentialCSLewis.com to find the show notes or to go where the podcast is directly hosted at allaboutjack.podbean.com. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Janice Brown from Grove City College. She is here to share with me about the 2015 C.S. Lewis and the Inkling Society Conference being held at her college at the end of March. Welcome to All About Jack, Janice.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, before I ask you the first question, let me begin by noting that this is an annual event for those who are listening. So if you're hearing this after the conference has occurred, you can follow the link in the show notes to get additional details about the next one coming up. So let's start off by first having you give a brief overview about this year's conference.
Well, as you said, it is an annual conference of that society called the C.S. Lewis and Inkling Society. And this is our second time hosting this conference. Back in 2008, we hosted it as well. This is actually the 18th conference, and it runs from March 26th to the 28th. Grove City College, I should mention, is a Christian institution of just over 2,000 students. We're located in northwestern Pennsylvania, an hour north of Pittsburgh. Based on other conferences of this society I've attended and on the conference that we did host back in 2008, I can predict we'll have attendees from many campuses that are within driving distance of us and also a number from farther away, particularly Texas and Oklahoma, where the conference and the society originally originated. And that will be, of course, a smaller number, but those people will have to fly in since we're a good ways from them. The theme of this year's conference is the Fellowship of the Book, which clearly is a play on the Fellowship of the Rings. And there will be many papers on various aspects of Lewis's work, certainly, because Lewis is a very high interest writer among the people who attend such conferences as this. But there will also be papers on J.R.R. Tolkien and others in the Lewis milieu, like Charles Williams and Dorothy L. Sayers. Our speakers this year will be Diana Glier and Jerry Root. And besides the keynote addresses, and there will be two from each of those speakers, and the academic papers, the conference will also include some drama presentations and an evensong service with our chapel choir.
Well, now, faithful listeners to my show are familiar with Dr. Glier, and if they don't know the name of Dr. Root, they definitely should. But just to make sure, can you give us some brief details about them and any further information?
Well, Diana Glier is a professor of English at Azusa Pacific University in California, and she has published extensively on Lewis, as listeners to your podcast will know, I'm sure, and, of course, Tolkien and the Inklings generally. She's contributed to the C.S. Lewis Reader's Encyclopedia and C.S. Lewis's Life, Work, and Legacy, which were volumes that several scholars contributed to. But she's best known for her book that came out several years ago, The Company They Keep, C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien as Writers in Community. This is a book that everyone interested in the Inklings should own and read. It is a tremendously in-depth and fascinating study of the writers that Lewis was most closely associated with in the group called the Inklings. It's a response to a book about the Inklings written back in the 70s by Humphrey Carpenter, a book that strangely and yet with that claim was recognized as being valid for many years. And what was strange about the Humphrey Carpenter book was that it said there was really no influence between them. And that was partly a simplistic interpretation, perhaps on Carpenter's part, of things they said themselves about how they found each of them being very resistant to being controlled or manipulated by the others in the group. And so they would say kind of glibly, oh, we don't influence one another. Well, Carpenter took that at face value. And for many years, people figured that his view of them as not influencing each other was a valid view. So that bothered Diana, perhaps more than it bothered most of us. And so for a 20-year period, she studied this in depth and has written this tremendous book, which shows so many ways in which their influence operated. It's one of the most fascinating books you will ever come across. So she will be speaking, obviously, on some things connected with that. And as you can tell, the title, the theme of the conference, the fellowship of the book, is working off of, in part, her specialty. Jerry Root is a pastor and a scholar. Seldom do you find a person with the intellectual depth that Jerry has who can also reach his listeners powerfully on the heart level. He is presently on staff at Wheaton College. He's been studying C.S. Lewis and speaking on Lewis for many, many years. And both of these speakers have spoken at the conferences of this society before. We don't very often have speakers for a second time, but in the case of Diana Glier and Jerry Root, they're so remarkable that we've invited them again.
Some may think that this is just for college students or professionals, but can the average Lewis enthusiast enjoy this conference as well?
Yes, they certainly can. And as many people will realize who've attended conferences at all, usually you have an opportunity to select from several parallel sessions. And so people with particular interests can look at what the parallel panel sessions are at any given point in time and can find something more in keeping with their own background of reading and their own interests. A lot of the things that happen are not particularly focused on the kind of topics and analysis you would get in a university class. Many of them are much more of general public interest. Even someone who hasn't an academic background, I think, could really enjoy most of these sessions.
What's the best way to learn more about the conference?
Well, the best way to access it on the web is to go to the site of the C.S. Lewis and Inkling Society, and a Google search for the C.S. Lewis and Inkling Society will take you to their site, which is housed at Oral Roberts University, ORU, will come up, www.oru.edu. But if you just do a search for C.S. Lewis and Inkling Society, you will come to that. Then, besides learning about the society in general from that site, you will also find a link for the conference information, which is a link back to a section of the Grove City College site. And on that, you will find the call for papers and various other pieces of information about the location of the conference and how to register and so on.
And of course, I'll have links to all that in the show notes for people who go back to my webpage, essentialcslewis.com. But they can do that Google search as well, whatever is most convenient. Well, before we let you go, Janice, any closing thoughts to help individuals thinking about coming that might help them decide why they should?
Yes, I feel like they really should consider it seriously if it is at all feasible for them practically and financially. I think it's time and money well worth spending. I began attending these conferences almost 10 years ago, and I was really drawn in by the warm atmosphere and genuine friendliness of everyone involved. I think anyone who's a newcomer to our conference this year will find the same thing. It will be intellectually stimulating, spiritually challenging, and a very enjoyable experience on a personal level.
In fact, I know someone in my church that noticed it and said, oh, it's I live in Morgantown, West Virginia area. And so it's just a few hours away. I'm going to be sure to attend that. So I definitely encourage the listeners to attend. And if you're listening to this after this conference has happened, be sure to check the show notes for links to see where the next one is. Well, thanks, Janice, for joining me today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Again, you're listening to the highlights from an interview I previously posted about this event. There's a link in the show notes to the complete interview, along with links promised during the program. Visit EssentialCSLewis.com to find the show notes or to go where the podcast is directly hosted at allaboutjack.podbean.com. Next is an interview about an Inklings weekend in Montreat, North Carolina. My guest for this episode is Dr. Hal Poe, who previously was with me in 2013 to share about an Inklings weekend in Montreat. He's back to share about the one coming up here for 2015. The theme is the Inklings and the Ladies. Welcome back to All About Jack, Hal.
Thank you, William. It's good to be back.
Well, before I pitch the first question here, let me point out something that might be obvious to the listeners here, that this weekend event is something that's done each year, even if I don't get a chance to interview you. So if the listener here is catching the interview after this one that you've had in 2015, which is in mid-April, be sure to keep on listening to find out more about what the weekends are like in general, as well as learn about where to go online. I'll have links in the show notes, of course, for that, and other information about this group that sponsors it. Well, let's start off with the practical details about your event. You know, the exact dates, precise location, and who the main speakers are, Hal.
This year, the Inklings weekend will be April 17 through 19. That's Friday evening through Sunday noon. We meet at Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina, way up in the Smoky Mountains near Asheville. Our main speakers this year will be Colin Duryea, Crystal Hurd, Don King, Ben Mitchell, and me.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Now, well, faithful listeners to my show are familiar with your name if they listened to the one from a couple years ago. And then Colin Duryea, Crystal Hurd, and Don King have all been on my show. You mentioned before about Dr. Ben Mitchell. We can talk more about him in a little bit. But first, let's go ahead and focus in on Colin Duryea, Crystal Hurd, and Don King. Even though they've been on the show several times, could you maybe detail why they are involved with the event in relation to this year's theme?
Well, we wanted to have people who were thoroughly familiar with the Inklings, but particularly this year, we wanted people who could speak on the occasion of the centennial of the birth of Joy Davidman. Now, the Inklings, of course, were a group of men, but they were influenced and interacting with some very important ladies. Joy Davidman was one of them. Dorothy L. Sayers was another. Stella Aldwinkle, who was responsible for starting the Socratic Club in Oxford, and Sister Penelope, who was a member of a convent near Oxford, all were influential in the thinking of the Inklings. We could add a few others, and we will during the week, but Colin, Crystal, Don, and Ben are people who can help us flesh this out. Colin is well known internationally. He's our rock star, I would say, because he was one of the consultants who was included in the DVD extended version of The Lord of the Rings when it came out over a decade ago. And he spoke on Tolkien in that situation. But he's published widely on Tolkien, Lewis, and the Inklings. His C.S. Lewis Handbook, published in 1990. The Tolkien and Middle-earth Handbook, published in 1992. The C.S. Lewis Encyclopedia, published in 2000. The Inklings Handbook, published in 2001. And Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, 2001, are just a few of many, many books he's written. We've used him before in conferences, and he was with us at our triennial Inklings Week in Oxford in 2013. And he's a grand person. I should say that he is English, and so he understands the life and the culture of England, the unstated things that often are so important in understanding literature from there. For many years, he was an editor with InterVarsity Press, and he makes his home in the Lake District of England. So he is just a delight to spend time with. And so that's a critical part of these weekends. it's not just a conference, it's more a retreat. And the overall feel is an important part of it. That brings us to Crystal Hurd. Now, Crystal is the author of 30 Days with C.S. Lewis, a woman's devotional. And she necessarily brings a woman's point of view to the study of Lewis, Tolkien, and the Inklings. And she is someone who did her doctoral dissertation on Lewis. She has a popular blog that can be found at crystalhurd.com, where she has a running commentary on matters of interest related to Lewis and the others. And she was with us last year at the Inklings weekend and took part in a panel discussion. And again, the importance of having people that you enjoy being with, I think, is a critical aspect of getting at the heart of what made the Inklings the Inklings. It's a celebration of friendship. And then our host at Montreat College is Don King. Now, Don, for many years, has been the editor of the Christian Scholars Review. He's the former dean at Montreat College, but he's published a number of very important critical works related to Lewis and Joy Davidman and Ruth Pitter. Some people may know that Ruth Pitter was Lewis's romantic interest before Joy Davidman, and she was a well-known poet in the UK, accomplished, award-winning poet, and Lewis submitted his poetry to her for critique, things that sometimes he did not share with the other Inklings. And so that was an important relationship, and Don has published a collection of her letters, as well as the letters of Joy Davidman. He's done the critical study of the poetry of C.S. Lewis, entitled C.S. Lewis, Poet, The Legacy of His Poetic Impulse. So this past year, he came out with another book on Lewis, and I'm afraid I have forgotten its name, but it is a collection of essays that articles that Don had published over the years.
Yes, I believe it was in 2013 Don King came out with his collection of essays, Plain to the Inward Eye. I actually did an interview with him on that. And then late last year, I released my interview with him on the collected poems of C.S. Lewis, a title that officially was not coming out until this year, 2015. Well, now, as you mentioned, Hal, the weekend kicks off on Friday evening, April the 17th, and it ends around noon, I believe, on Sunday the 19th. But can you tell me more specifically about what the schedule is typically like, along with more about your role and Dr. Ben Mitchell's role?
Yes. We begin on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. I give a brief overview of the theme. And then, because people have been driving in from all over the Southeast, we don't try to do a big lecture that night. In the past, we've always done some kind of a movie. We had Michael Ward's BBC program on Planet Narnia right when it came out. And then we had the documentary on the King James Version from the BBC during the 400th anniversary. This time it seemed appropriate for us to watch The Shadowlands, which is the semi-fictional depiction of the romance, marriage, and death of Joy Davidman and Lewis. So we'll do that on Friday evening. Then on Saturday, we will have an opening devotion in the morning, followed by plenary sessions, and we break off about 12:30 for lunch. Now, we keep the afternoons open because, again, this is a retreat rather than a conference, and so we're not just focusing on information. We want people to take advantage of what the Inklings would have been doing in the Smoky Mountains. They would have been out walking. And so there's a wonderful series of walking trails in Montreat. Some people will drive up on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Some will go into Black Mountain, the little town about 2 miles away, which is an artist community. And so we take advantage of spending time together in small groups, just enjoying the Smoky Mountains in early spring. In the evening, we come back together in these this wonderful old stone buildings that make up Montreat College, one in particular, Grand Hall with a beam ceiling, where we have dinner together, as it would be enjoyed in a in an Oxford college. So we have a formal hall together, a grand meal on the Oxford style. And after that, we have what we call an inklings session. And so people are encouraged to bring poetry they've been writing, short stories, songs they've composed to share with the group. And so we'll spend 2 or 3 hours just enjoying what everyone is working on, what they've been producing. And that's always a highlight of the weekend. Some people go to bed at that point. The rest of us stay up till all hours talking. And we take breaks, coffee breaks, regularly of about 30-minute duration during the morning session, because, again, we want time for people to interact, to talk, to get to know each other. A weekend like this is self-selecting, so you can know that anyone who is there is interested in things you're interested in. We always have a bookstore with both current new books about and by the Inklings, plus rare books, first editions. If people are collecting, they can always pick up something, picked up something every year that we've had that. So that's something to look forward to. On Sunday morning, we open again with plenary sessions and close with a worship service. And our worship service is important to all of us. We gather in the Chapel of the Prodigal, which is a beautiful stone chapel with hammer beam ceiling in the Gothic style that was built about 10 or 15 years ago there in Montreat. And the central piece is a magnificent fresco of the prodigal returning to his father. And so that's the setting in which we worship together. Our organist will be Randall Bush, who is who has his DPhil from Oxford, as well as another PhD here in the United States. He teaches philosophy, but he's an accomplished pianist and organist. He plays for a number of churches, so he'll be providing the music. And then at the close of the worship service, we end the weekend and folks go their way.
Oh, that sounds like a good time is going to be had by all. Now, one of the things you mentioned to me when we weren't recording is the devotion that is actually done by Dr. Ben Mitchell, his roles. And, of course, you're, I guess, you consider the conference weekend coordinator of sorts?
Of sorts, the impresario.
Yeah. Well, now, let me see if I'm not going to pin you down too much on this follow-up question to what you were just saying. You noted the film Shadowlands. Now, there's technically 3 versions out, 1 Hollywood and 2 that the BBC did, a short version and a long version. Which one are you doing? Do you know yet?
Well, several years ago, we did the version with Joss Ackland, and I think his Lewis is the best. This time, we will do the Hollywood version, and if I could have my way, what I'd like to do is edit both of them so that the joy from the Hollywood version and the Lewis from the BBC would be the 2 characters.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I think both of them have, both versions have their strengths and their weaknesses. Those of us who know the biographies and are familiar with the people cringe at some things that happen in both versions, but that gives us something to talk about over coffee.
Exactly. Well, now, what's the best way for people to learn more about the Inklings Weekend in Montreat?
The best way is to consult our website for the Inklings Fellowship. So go to www.inklingsfellowship.org. And as soon as you open up that page, there'll be a box that has the name, Inkling Weekend in Montreat. And so just click on that box, and it'll take you to the information page. There's a registration form there. You can also find my telephone number to my office, which is 731-661-5404, and my email address, hpoe@uu.edu.
Okay, great. And then I'll have a link in the show notes for people who are just listening. They can go ahead and get it that way as well to be able to be sure to get some more information. Well, now, before I let you go here, let's close by having you share some final thoughts for those considering coming to the Inklings Weekend in Montreat, some final information that might help them to commit to attending.
One of the things we try to do is bring together both young adults and, shall we say, those of us who are more mature, if not one foot in the grave. And what we're thrilled about is the way it is an intergenerational conference. It's somewhere between a 60-40 mix, and it can go either way with people under 30 and over 30. We'll have people into their 80s. We'll have college students and young adults. And because we have this common interest, that awkwardness of conversation that sometimes occurs between young adults and older adults disappears. And so I would encourage people to come be a part of this group. We are wanting to encourage young people to live out their lives of faith in whatever their calling might be. And they in turn encourage those of us who might sometimes be in jeopardy of being jaded. So that's a bit of what you can expect if you come to the Inklings Weekend.
All right, well, that sounds good. Again, we encourage people to check the show notes for links or to rewind, so to speak, to get the number or email that was shared and get a chance to come out to this great event. Well, Hal, thanks for being on the show with me again.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks to you, the listener, for joining me today. I'm William O'Flaherty, the producer and director of All About Jack, one of the many features of EssentialCSLewis.com. Be sure to check the show notes for links mentioned in the program and to listen to previous programs. Some recent episodes include a chat about a special issue of Christian History magazine about seven literary sages that, of course, include C.S. Lewis, details about the release of a group of 30 titles that Logos Bible Software has now released in the C.S. Lewis collection, and a two-part chat about the Hobbit movies versus the book. This is a book that C.S. Lewis actually read before it was ever published by his friend J.R.R. Tolkien. Hear those and other interviews by visiting EssentialCSLewis.com or allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. And of course .com. Thanks again for listening.